Looks like you're lucky, friend, Dagon said, sipping at his beer. The White Fox won't be looking for you anytime soon. The spindly man, who still insisted his name was Ernest, hunkered down a little farther in his seat. How is it you're still here? Dagon said. I traveled all the way to Lastport. I hardly expected to find you here on my path back.
I hired on at a homestead nearby, said the slender-necked man.
Good work, mind you. Solid work. And you pay each night to stay here?
I like it. It feels peaceful.
The homesteads don't have good silver protection. They just let the shades move about, even inside.
The man shuddered. Dagon shrugged, lifting his drink as Silence Montaigne limped by.
Yes, she was a healthy-looking woman. He really should court her one of these days.
She scowled at his smile and dumped his plate in front of him.
I think I'm wearing her down, Dagon said, mostly to himself, as she left.
You will have to work hard, Ernest said. Seven men have proposed to her during the last month.
What?
The reward, the spindly man said. The one for bringing in Chesterton.
Lucky woman, Silence Montaigne. Finding the White Fox's lair like that?
Dagon dug into his meal. He didn't much like how things had turned out. That dandy Theopolis had been the White Fox all along?
Poor Silence.
How had it been, stumbling upon his cave and finding him inside all withered away?
They say that this Theopolis spent his last strength killing Chesterton, Ernest said, then dragging him into the hole. Theopolis withered before he could get to his silver powder. Very like the White Fox, always determined to get the bounty no matter what. We won't soon see a hunter like him again.
I suppose not,
Dagon said, though he'd much rather that the man had kept his skin. Now who would Dagon tell his tales about? He didn't fancy paying for his own beer. Nearby, a greasy-looking fellow rose from his meal and shuffled out of the front door, looking half-drunk already, though it was only noon.
Some people.
Dagon shook his head.
To the White Fox, he said, raising his drink.
Ernest clinked his mug to Dagon's.
The White Fox? Meanest bastard the forests have ever known.
May his soul know peace, Dagon said. And may the God beyond be thanked that he never decided we were worth his time.
Amen, Ernest said.
Of course, Dagon said, there is still bloody Kent. Now he's a right nasty fellow. You'd better hope he doesn't get your number, friend. And don't you give me that innocent look. These are the forests. Everybody here has done something now and then that you don't want others to know about.